VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Uganda says its security forces are searching for an American tourist and local driver who were abducted at gunpoint late Tuesday in a national park. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The kidnappers held up the group of foreign tourists at gunpoint in Queen Elizabeth National Park, grabbed two of them, and disappeared into the bush. Uganda police say later the gang, using the phone of one of their victims, demanded a ransom of $500,000. They also say the kidnapped American is a 35-year-old woman. A rescue party of police, military, and game rangers has been sent to find the abducted people. The Queen Elizabeth is a protected area near the porous border with Congo. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Uganda says it has closed its border crossings with Congo in an effort to keep the kidnappers from fleeing. The woman has been identified as Kimberly Sue Endicott, her driver as Jean-Paul. A House committee chairman has formally requested that the IRS provide 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns as Democrats try to shed light on his complex financial dealings and potential conflicts of interest. The request Wednesday by Massachusetts Republican Richard Neal, who heads the Tax Writing House Ways and Means Committee, is the first such demand for a sitting president's tax information in 45 years. The unprecedented move is likely to set off a huge legal battle between Democrats controlling the House and the Trump administration. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. All Congress has been promised to this point is a redacted copy. The committee wants all the underlying evidence from the final report. This is VOA News. White House